Budget cuts across the state have led some universities to make some major revisions. KEDM's Canada DeBurr shares on the reduction process of one college at the University of Louisiana at Monroe.
I mean, the role of the editor of the newspaper is really clear. It's to put the news out there.
It's Friday afternoon. Dr. Betty Kaufman lectures a class on news editing, yet she has her own pressures on making a deadline. The associate professor of communications heads into the weekend already anticipating another week of coursework.
My week begins Sunday after church because I have to start grading and preparing because it's the only way to get it all done. It's kind of exhausting.
Dr. Kaufman says she's in class about 15 hours a week, with grading and preparations every evening and weekend. The Writing for Media instructor teaches a lecture and lab course where students learn to use different kinds of writing in the media field.
It used to be that I would teach two sections of that and have one less course to teach because I met both for a lecture and then for lab sections weekly. Well, I don't get that anymore. I teach the regular full load, four courses, and plus the labs as well.
But her workload is not uncommon. A budget cut of just over $1 million resulted in a dramatic change in Kaufman's department. As part of a reorganization plan, College of Arts and Sciences Dean Dr. Michael Camille says two separate standalone programs are merging into one strong major.
I would say that communication studies and mass comm saw the most dramatic action. They're working right now on bringing those two majors into a common major called communication.
Focusing on maintaining programs was a priority. Camille says the process began with simplifying administration.
Probably the most dramatic thing that we did in our college is that we reorganized our administrative structure. So in the past we had 14 departments. Now we simply have four schools administered by a director and an associate director.
Hello, this is Dr. Smith.
Following the move, head of foreign languages, Dr. Ruth Smith, added the role of director of the School of Humanities to her duties. She has been learning to balance both positions.
The day never goes as planned. I may have a project that I'm working on, and I arrive and I have two or three phone calls from different people who need something more urgently than the project. So what I'm having to learn to do is to truly prioritize better.
Smith's experience in merging programs is helping the move to a communications major. Her world languages department went through a similar process.
Well, 2 years ago, we combined our two degrees in French and Spanish into a degree in modern languages.
Other changes in the college occurred in theater, music, geography, geology, and physics. As state support for higher education continues to decrease, ULM has done more with less.
And if the commitment was that we want to maintain our programs, we just had to think, is there some way that we can do this with being $1 million slimmer this year than we were last year?
Camille says they have saved about $500,000 with the four new schools.
So by doing that, by changing the way that we operate, by changing the administrative structure of our college, we were able to save quite a bit of money.
After saving bundles and creating stronger programs, Kaufman believes the college is operating at maximum efficiency.
I really think we've had enough budget cuts. We don't need any more of them. The fat's all gone.
An adjustment to leaner times for higher education that universities continue to address. I'm Canada DeBurr, KEDM News.